concussion, depression, and unemployment. This song's for you. How's everybody doing out there? I know what you're thinking. Why am I so loud? And why am I talking to you on a Sunday morning? Well, honestly, I was trying to find a better day when I wasn't doing a million things. And voila, Sunday is that day. Now, that's not to say I don't do many things on Sundays. It's just not as intense. In case you didn't get the memo, we are almost halfway through this month, the month that lasts forever and 3 days. Yeah, the one that last year we wanted to be done already, that one. And I don't want to be the one to say it, but I am. This month started out with a bang. I'm not going to get into the details, but again, I wonder, like most of you, is it going to get any better? I pray it will. Which brings me into our topic today, patience. Every time someone tells me to have patience, I literally want to choke them out. I know it's Sunday, but I know I'm not alone. Before this started, I had to look up that other word. Oh, you know the one, virtue. See, they kind of go hand in hand when somebody tells you patience is a virtue. Did you know virtue is having strength or being brave or having moral integrity? Did you also know the origin of the quote, patience is a virtue, comes from the classic work by William Langlin written during the Middle Ages? Yet, if you're looking for the original text of this quote from the vision of Piers Plowman, you're not going to find it unless you're looking for the original Middle English language. Also, I used to think it came from the Bible, but there are origins or references to it in the Bible. However, it did not. It's what I said after I read the definitions and these quotes. I concluded I'll have to work on that one. And for the record, I've been working on that for 55 plus years. I will have to say, though, I have made some progress. One, I don't scream and holler when mad anymore. I alternatively take a drink of Moscato or go to yoga or go for a run. Two, when I'm waiting for someone that's late or taking too long, I usually have a book on standby so I can read and take my mind to a faraway place. Three, when I'm on a weight loss journey, I don't criticize myself because the scale hasn't gone down, but praise myself instead because I'm not taking a whole bunch of medications, just one. And that's for an occasional headache. So in essence, I guess I'm making progress on the patience factor. How about you? What milestones have you overcome on being more patient in your daily life? I'd love to hear them. Until then, have a wonderful day, and thanks for listening.